Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there and, like, here are the people on the panel, so I'm, like, taking pot shots at Brian Brown. Because, like, that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you. Because no.
I feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't, though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Ah, yes. Flashing back to that one time when they made Bulldog coach. And he said some very controversial things to the players. Not exactly boosting their morale, I would say.
I'm old school. Yeah, I got to ride them hard, Mike.
Yes.
These guys today, they're so pampered. They're just worried about their name, image, and likeness money.
You would not succeed in today's game.
No.
With that sort of style.
No.
Funny to have this sort of random conversation already here after just listening to Lindy.
I was distracted. I heard Zach say,
"Oh,
Lindy,"
well,
and then I don't know what Lindy said.
There was nothing in the clip about this. Just like he is somebody they say, you know,
they
has had to reinvent
the nameless, faceless they.
You know, he talked about it at his press conference.
Yeah.
I guess he gets, or maybe even deserves, the benefit of the doubt for that, based on his results with Jersey?
Yeah, and I feel like he's gotten positive. I mean, whatever those are worth, but like Jack Hughes, for one, like, gave him a lot of credit for helping him. I mean, that's a world-class player that probably was going to be pretty great regardless of who was coaching him, but, you know, he gave Lindy a lot of credit.
I wonder if that kind of thing gets overstated, though. It probably does, because it's just so cut and dried now. Like, everybody says the same thing.
Right.
That you can't be hard on the current players. I think maybe it makes sense. I don't know if this would apply to Jack Hughes, but I think it could. Somebody that's gotten all the adulation that a guy like that would grow coming up. And, you know, you know this better than I do. On the junior level, that's also said. You know, like, it's not just a pro thing. You know, you want a coach, right? Like, when you get to good junior hockey, any sport.
Sure.
The coach has to be a little bit not all over you, right? You want that?
I suppose, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I never had the benefit of having my kid be such a rock star that the road was paved, you know, in such a way. Yeah. So I don't know what the experience for a player like Jack Hughes, who's in the USNTDP, but when he's 16 or 15 years old and is just like a can't-miss prospect, those guys probably get coached differently by coaches at all levels, because they know, like, this guy's going, and I'm not going to be the guy that is, like, the one guy in his background that's like, oh, that guy in Sioux City, I hated that guy.
That's all I mean. I guess I just want to end up at maybe a player like that, maybe many or even most young players would, like, why would he say complimentary things about Ruff, for example? because he was hard on him. You know, it might be counterintuitive. It might not just be because he let me do whatever.
But I take it to mean that. Yeah, like when I see or hear a young guy, if I'm going to pay any attention to it at all, because it's easy to just dismiss that stuff as what you say about a guy, you know, whatever. You don't want to look like a bad guy. But
as the player, you know, when the coach is fired.
Right. Yeah. So, but I sort of assume that like a guy like Jack Hughes is saying he's helped make me the guy I am, that it's not all just, you're so great. You're so great. I love that thing you did. I love that. Like, I don't think that would really help a guy get to be where Jack Hughes is.
I wonder how specific we could get Lindy to be describing coaching Vanek versus coaching Jack Hughes, right? Because that's fundamentally what that point is. And you're just, everybody agrees that you have to be less harsh, at least, if not less strict, but less harsh, maybe now. I wonder if that works. Anyway, you've waited long enough. You've waited 11 days. All through the draft. The whole draft, there's that one guy who we really appreciate you for being this way at the party. Like, what will this mean to the reverse AFC power rankings on Tuesday's show? All even round seven, even Mr. Irrelevant. What is it going to mean to the ratings, the rankings, and our ratings? Our ratings, obviously, this is a master stroke to have invented this and made it the phenomenon that it's become. Time for, what was all that? Time for reverse AFC power rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. You have the standings up. You like that, right?
Sure. I like to try to not forget teams.
Don't want to forget teams.
So I'm not doing the standings, but yeah, it's like having the bumpers on the lane at bowling, having the standings up. Ideally, I'm not going to hit the bumpers, but you know,
you might.
You never know. I mean, I'm just going
to say what that the bumpers, do they go all the way to the pins? Like the 7-pin shot, I'd like to have that assistance. If the bumper goes all the way, because you really just then you're shooting for, you've got a lot more of a target there.
I think it drops off right as you get to the pin. So if you try to just ride the rail down the edge.
No, I would never do that.
Yeah.
I'm going across.
Okay. All right.
But I have that bounce opportunity in case I just
overdo it. All I'm saying is if you're right against, like, say the 7 would be on your left as you're bowling,
yes.
Right? 7-10. So if you're riding that left rail, And the ball is like right up against it, I think it would veer off before hitting the 7.
Who could make that shot without the bumpers? Who could make that shot?
My dad.
Your dad is such a bowler, a baller of a bowler, if you will.
He is a balling bowler.
He could make
We should change the subject.
He could make the 7-pin spare going right the whole way up along the left side.
I'm
Do you think he could? Is that an easy shot?
I don't think that's an easy
shot. Nobody does it.
No.
Everybody goes across.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen him try it.
It's too valuable.
I've not been bowling with my dad in a while, but you know, they're still out there.
It's too big a shot. That's a huge shot.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing about my bowling over my life is when I get 9 on the first shot. And you don't make that spare, you know, you're gonna get like 80.
Right.
But if you do make the spares, you're going to be double that.
I got a better look at hitting, you know, if there's 2 pins next to each other, I got a better chance at picking them both up than just the single pin. The single pin is hard.
Totally an easier shot. 6-10 versus just the 10? Oh, I'd put the 6 back.
Yeah.
Put the 6 back.
I think that does affect your score, though.
Well, it's not as penal, though.
That's
it's
right.
It's just 8 instead of 9, and the spare is easier.
With the spare is better.
You'd much rather have the 8.
Yeah, agreed.
Would a top bowler rather have that, though?
Hey, Zach, you want to do power rankings? I'm going to call my dad.
All right, wait a minute.
We got this. Actually, that's what we're going to power rank.
Let me just give up my parents' phone number on the show.
And let's rank the pins.
716.
Yeah, no. I want to rank the pins. 6 o'clock Eastern. We'll rank pins.
I favor the pins on the Brooklyn side. Whatever that is.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You're not familiar with the you don't recall?
I don't know Brooklyn.
Yeah. I don't know which is
I'm younger than you.
But the bowling commentators would refer to like what was left as, or even the point of impact as the Brooklyn side. I don't know what the other side was.
Queens.
Mm. I don't recall hearing Queens side.
Ashley.
It could be right, but the Brooklyn side, I think, is if you are a right-handed bowler and the trajectory of your ball goes from right to left as it comes toward the pins. Mm-hmm. I think if it goes too far to the left, that's the Brooklyn side.
Okay.
I think that's what that is.
In golf, we'd be missing low.
Okay.
In that example.
Sure.
You'd be missing low.
Yeah, right.
Interesting. Might want to get back to this. I do want to know the name of the other borough on the bowling alley.
I don't.
What are the names of the boroughs in bowling?
I don't know.
How many boroughs are in bowling?
I never heard another borough.
Junior
but
hockey.
Brooklyn side, I remember. Anyway.
Bowling.
My dad.
Pin rankings.
Oh, my dad.
16.
Dad's going to join the show at 4 o'clock today.
Yes.
Go over the Bills draft and bowling.
Yes.
Joining us on the Western Hotline. No, all right, I'll stop. Where are we? 16?
Will you call him 16. Dad? Will you call him Dad?
I would call my dad.
Like how when Joe Callie is on, he calls me Uncle Bucko?
Sure.
I'm like, Joe.
Yeah.
We gotta fix this.
Yeah, my dad has only called, I think, one of these shows one time, and it was when I first started at night, like really like my first or second night. And he was listening, and he felt bad because no one was calling. So he called to try to help me out. And what happened, like 10 seconds into the call, my brain went, I didn't say it on the air, I don't think, but I went like, this is my dad.
Oh, no.
This is terrible.
I'm
getting fired. I'm not good at this. I got my dad mercy calling. Like, this is bad.
When I was younger, I would say, you know, I would refer to, like, sometimes when people would not be calling in, and then somebody would be the guy to be like, well, you said you weren't getting any callers.
Right.
And everybody listening knows this is going to be the least interesting call they've ever heard.
Right. Less interesting.
Including the hosts.
Less interesting than my dad, even, maybe.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Yeah. All right.
So never say that, kids.
We are reverse ranking 16. Football teams in the American Football Conference, kids. That's what's happening here. That's what you've tuned into.
16. 16.
16.
Raiders.
Yeah, still. Sure. Yeah.
Minshew.
Yeah.
15.
Wow. That's incredible, isn't it?
It was always going to be hard, but they didn't do the heavy lifting. Like they just sat there.
Atlanta broke their backs, I think. I believed that they liked Michael Penix Jr. and were going to take him at 13 and never got the chance because Atlanta came swooping in.
They slow played it.
Yep.
And you got burned, Bert.
Yeah.
15. Denver with Knicks.
Denver. Knicks.
That tone is perfect. Yeah, it's not really that much of a positive.
Do you see this anecdote about the backpack? Like Sean Payton and Matt was in the backpack, and it was all football stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh!
Great. Sounds good.
Just what you want.
God forbid the kid have a guitar pick in there or something, like something recreational that has nothing to do with football.
I like that Mina Kimes ran with that, and she found cookies from when she went when one of her recent flights, or not even that recent.
Oh, right.
She looked through her backpack, and she found like an old pack of cookies. She's like, I'd never get drafted. 14.
New England. Drake May's fun. Their roster's still kind of bad. Although I do like both their receivers. That one broke my soul when they got both Polk and Baker.
I'll take Tennessee here.
I want to give New England at least a little bit. I'm not big on Drake May at all, but they
drafted 7 offensive players.
Yeah, they did the thing. Well, they did the thing that the Raiders we just talked about didn't do. So at least they're going to try, and I don't know if Drake May is going to be any good. And I like the receivers that they grabbed too. So I want to hold off on them for a minute at least. What did you say, Tennessee?
I like Tennessee. New England drafted 7 offensive players. 2 are quarterbacks, granted.
Yeah.
Tennessee, they drafted a tackle. They just drafted stuff. Evan gave them a D+. I got the Evan Silva grades out
okay.
for this. So D+.
I'm all right with Tennessee here.
Tennessee wins it. 13. Where are we at on the Browns?
They're terrible.
Watson again. Jerry Jeudy.
don't know if they're terrible. I feel like they're just a team.
I got to tell you, I watched a good amount of the draft. I don't recall seeing
their
participate. How many picks did they have?
Six.
Do we know? Six?
Yeah, four on Saturday.
Okay.
Basically,
no first.
I just missed. I missed the Browns. That's what it is. If you're not in the first round,
well,
you know, Bills. That's the wall to wall day. Friday, I watched a lot, but I feel like I never thought about the Browns one time the 3 days of the NFL draft. That doesn't have to mean a lot, but I'm good pinning them down here
above the Patriots.
Yes,
that feels aggressive.
I'll say New England. I'm not ready to do that.
Right.
New England just has a long way to go.
Love the attitude, though.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
12.
Inspired by my dad coming on later. So I'm trying to do good. I'm trying to do a good job.
Let me get my dad. See what he's up to. What do they talk about?
Is your dad bull?
No.
No, then they probably have nothing in common.
That's it. Does your dad make rings? Your wife makes rings.
My wife is a talented artisan, yes.
12. Pittsburgh. You know what? Good luck. Right? Russell Wilson.
I want the Browns.
Above Pittsburgh?
Above Pittsburgh.
Really, why? You'd rather be the Steelers than the Browns?
Yeah.
Because of Watson's contract?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think even play-wise, I kind of just trust one of Wilson or Fields to be better than Watson. I think I'm getting there. Like, I don't trust Deshaun Watson as a player at all anymore.
Ever since he's been any good.
Yeah. And even when he was good, what did Houston win? I think like four games? It was a bad season. He statistically was great.
Yeah. But, yeah, I
2020.
Just, I'm not ready to think that's ever coming back at this point.
I have him on these fantasy teams, and I'm just stuck. Because nobody wants him. Like, you can't trade Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Browns know this. You can't trade Watson. Nobody wants him, but you're a little bit afraid to let go.
Right, because he has been great. It's just, you know.
Like, am I going to start?
It's like half a career ago already.
Not knowing the schedule, week one, if my quarterbacks in fantasy are Deshaun Watson and Jaden Daniels. And Daniels starts. Who am I? I'm probably starting Watson. Just to see what they both look like.
Mm-hmm.
But so you're kind of stuck there. And I decided when he came back, I was going to bet on him. Because I thought the absence would just be what it was, and he would come back and look sharp, and he did not. So Cleveland won that one, 12?
Yeah.
11?
I'm all right with Pittsburgh next.
I'm committed to Pittsburgh there.
Yeah.
10?
Jacksonville?
Sure. Brian Thomas. Zay Jones.
He's available.
On the market. We'll talk about that. After your dad's visits.
Sure.
9.
Jets.
Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers here.
Why? Sorry, I just thought it'd be funny to like aggressively.
I
kind
of love that the Jets like didn't make the Jet move of like we're gonna trade up and go get Rumadunze, even though our offensive line is terrible. Like, it felt like smarter heads prevailed, and they were like, we'll take the least sexy pick. And I don't know. That is character development.
What are they
for me.
Doing drafting two running backs?
I don't know.
I didn't say they were perfect.
They already had Breece Hall, and they still have the Carter guy, right?
No, Carter went to Arizona, but they had Abanaconda.
Okay.
Who they must hate.
Yeah.
He was a mid-round pick last year, maybe even day two. I think day three. Maybe even day two. Which was, why did they do that?
Right.
And then they signed Dalvin Cook. Of course, they had to have that.
Yeah, that was swift.
I mean, the Jets probably have a really good roster at this point. After a good draft, C+ from Evan. Mike Tannier liked it because they didn't mess it up. But they have Aaron Rodgers, and it depends on what you think he'll be. I kind of think he'll probably be good. So I respect them. Chargers for me, and that's the vote. Chargers get the vote at 9. 8.
I am not betting on Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he's going to be good. It's not as long as Deshaun Watson, but his MVP caliber season is another year gone by. The last time he played a whole year was one of the most down years of his career, which was still really good. It might be good enough for the Jets even to, you know, win 9 or 10 games. I don't know. I think there's so much fireball potential there. The Jets, they could just burn. I want the Jets here. Do I have any company? Can I get a vote on the Jets?
I think I have to agree. The next team for me would be the Colts. And the Colts got a very exciting edge rusher in the first round. And they got A.D. Mitchell in the second, which, say what you want, that's a pretty good price.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they did all right. I think I have to say the Jets here. I don't know who else I would go with.
Well, Jets, Colts, then.
Colts or Miami. How well did Miami do? Chop Robinson, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to dock some points for Indianapolis after Chris Ballard went out like on like a swearing tangent because A.D. Mitchell like apparently didn't have character issues.
Yeah, I do hate that kind of revenge sort of. Some of these guys talk about the media like they have no idea what the media is there for. Like, just sort of how it works. They just sound completely ignorant to the whole point. Like, sort of see the whole board.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, defend your guy, sure. I'm sure Colts fans probably all got tattoos of the entire speech. That's our GM. Indy, then?
Yeah, sure. After the Jets. Yeah, so Jets, Colts.
So 6, Dolphins?
Yes.
5, Bills?
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks in a row. Or three, it actually is 3 weeks. 3 rankings in a row. 4,
Bengals.
Are they going to lose one of Trey Hendrickson and T. Higgins, or are they going to just keep both of them? Like, I'm confused on where that's at.
The Higgins, the way that unfolded last week with Schefter sort of re-upping the Higgins trade thing was just, the whole thing was odd. Well, at least that part of it was odd. I mean, the other part was just a report about Hendrickson asking to be traded. I would expect at least one of them to be moved. You got to play hardball with everybody.
Are we saying Cincinnati?
Yes.
3. Houston?
Yes.
2 Ravens. 1 Chiefs.
Yep. Sounds good.
That's how it has to be. Here it is, everybody.
Well, I feel good about it.
Not a lot of movement. You know? Bo Nix didn't really save Denver in the power rankings.
No.
Drake May didn't really save New England. But they both fan bases can be optimistic. I think, you know, this is an exciting time for the Patriots. I think it's more doable to invest emotionally in Drake May than it was ever for Mac Jones. You know, like there was just never a ceiling for Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy maybe has a lower floor, but definitely has a higher ceiling. And you're going to be patient. It's been a few years since they've been any good. So you're able to sort of settle in.
They're kind of really finally starting
new
over.
New coach.
Like you're really starting over. An era ended when Brady left. And then Newton, and then eventually Mac Jones, but it was still Belichick, and it still was like, you know, we should get back to where we were. We've got this great coach, and it just didn't work. Now it's like clean slate. That's why I do like, even though I'm not really big on May, I like how they look right now. They've got a new quarterback and 2 new toys for him to throw the ball to, and like, okay.
803-0550, what did we miss? Also, we invite your comments on the weekend, the draft, and everything like we talked about throughout yesterday's show. Your thoughts are welcome on how you think the Bills did. And it's definitely been a pretty wide range. I mean, really, we heard everything yesterday. We heard everything is fine, and we heard a couple of people in particular just like they almost sounded like they were going to run out of breath, ripping them. That might have been you at one point. No, that wasn't you. It was a caller I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I was particularly aggressive yesterday.
Breathless with anger.
Yeah.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll come back, look for your calls, and talk some more here on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.